traces of love with me tonight. I close my eyes and say a prayer that in her heart she'll find a trace of love still there somewhere.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Hamas says it's agreed to a proposal to release an American it holds in Gaza, along with the bodies of four other people. CBS's Remy Innocencio is in Tel Aviv.
Gidon Alexander is believed to be the last living American hostage that Hamas is holding. He's 21, from New Jersey, and joined the Israeli military as a dual citizen. As for the remains of the four dead hostages that Hamas says that it could release, they're referred to by Hamas as having dual citizenship as well, but their identities so far haven't been made public.
Israel today accused Hamas of not budging an inch in truce talks. From Ukraine, CBS's Holly Williams reports that amid the talk of a possible ceasefire with a U.S. diplomat visiting Moscow, a war of words is still going on.
Last night, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Putin of using delaying tactics, saying, quote, Putin is afraid to tell President Trump directly that he wants to continue this war and keep killing Ukrainians.
On social media, President Trump said today there's a very good chance that this horrible, bloody war, as he put it, can finally come to an end. Now to Denver, where there's an investigation after the fire on an American Airlines jet that had just made an emergency landing after the crew reported engine vibrations. All 178 people got off the jet okay, some by slides, others on a wing.
These guys got off on the wing. There was no slides. People were jumping off the wing to the ground. I mean, the ambulances had to take a lot of people away because they jumped off the wing.
Helen Prager is a former flight attendant who was on board. 12 people were treated at hospitals for minor injuries. In Washington, with a possible government shutdown looming, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says he'd reluctantly support a Republican funding bill. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns says it's not clear if others in his party will join him.
There is now an intra-party fight within the Democratic Party over this funding bill after Schumer made this announcement yesterday. He essentially took to the floor and admitted that Democrats were pretty much out of options at this point.
The storm system that pounded the West Coast heads to the nation's midsection today. CBS Philadelphia meteorologist Grant Gilmore says it could get rough in some places.
You're talking about hail, damaging winds, and the risk for EF2 to EF5 tornadoes. And it's not just today. This threat for severe weather is going to advance to the south and east and then all up along the eastern seaboard.
Strong wind and heavy snow will hit parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota. Wall Street, a bounce-back day for stocks. The Dow is up more than 500 points. The S&P is higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The counties of Racine and Kenosha saw different housing market trends last month. Racine County saw an almost 12% decline in home sales compared to February 2024. Kenosha County, in the same time frame, saw a 25% increase. The numbers are according to the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors. Authorities are still searching for 37-year-old Megan Boss, missing from Antioch since mid-February. Boss is described as 5'4", with dark brown hair and distinctive tattoos. There's an image of her on the Antioch Police website. She may be in Kenosha, Racine, or Milwaukee. Gary Sewer, the legendary Racine broadcaster who passed away in 2020, will be inducted into another Hall of Fame. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association are giving him a Legends Award. His 36-year career at WRJN included broadcasting over 2,100 games and earned him multiple honors. Racine and Kenosha are both hosting St. Patrick's Day parades tomorrow, with Racine holding its 17th annual event and Kenosha launching its inaugural parade. Racine's parade starts at noon from State and Main, while Kenosha's starts at 11 from 50th Street and 7th Avenue. The National Weather Service has an elevated fire risk warning for the area today. It's due to dry ground, gusty winds, and low humidity. People are being told to use caution or postpone outdoor burning. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A challenge for Marquette. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a thrilling 89-87 win in the Big East Tournament in New York over Xavier. Cam Jones with 28 points. Talked about the challenge tonight facing the number one seed, St. John's.
You know, it's a very, very quick turnaround. That's the beauty of this, man. It ain't no game easy in this league.
When you think about facing St. John's, what comes to mind?
Let's get it.
In Indianapolis, the Badgers beat Northwestern 70-63 to advance in the Big Ten Tournament. They'll play UCLA today. We'll have a recap after the game. NBA, Bucks snap a three-game losing streak with a win at home. 126-106 over the Lakers. The Bucks wearing a Junior Bridgman patch now for the rest of the season.
I think his legacy is held in high regard. Even before he became part of our ownership group, I was very aware of who he was. And it's just a tough loss, not only on Milwaukee, but on the NBA brotherhood. And, you know, it's just really unfortunate.
That's Damian Lillard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
And windy today, with gusts approaching 30 miles per hour and high temperatures reaching the mid-60s. And with spring-like conditions, spring storms. Those move in late tonight. They could be strong to severe with hail and high winds. Then tomorrow, occasional light rain. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 49.
News, timeless hits, WRJN, Beatles and Stones back-to-back. Pretty tough to beat that combination. Man, we play a lot of Rock and Roll Hall of Famers on WRJN.
I met a gentle borrowed queen in Memphis.
From Radio Park to historic Horlick Field, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Hustlers, the Bowery got his bumps. 42nd Street got Big Jim, a walker, he a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy, sitting looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit into the wind, you don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. In an awful street, and when the cutting was done, the only part that was
hustling people strange to you. Even if you do got a two-piece custom-made pool cue. Yeah, you don't
tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off a hold on Ranger. And you don't mess around with Slim.
Jim Croce on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. You don't mess around with the Irish. I'm Dan Marcus, reminding you that Monday is St. Patrick's Day. And there's a couple of parades going on you might want to be aware of. The first St. Patty's Day in Kenosha is tomorrow. Also, the 17th annual St. Patty's Day parade is tomorrow at noon, starting at State and Main Streets and then heading south on Main Street with floats and dance teams and music and green, lots of green. And after the parade, stick around and find some great food and drink specials all day long. Well, not all day long. Be responsible. And happy St. Patty's Day from WRJN.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's Pizza of the Month is pure Irish luck. Introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's Meacham Road just north of Taylor Avenue.
Need groceries without the hassle of a big box store? Cristiano Supermarket has you covered with a wide selection of everyday essentials at competitive prices. Enjoy fresh signature subs from Lee's Deli, EBT for your convenience, and plain black or white t-shirts up to 5XL for just $5 every day. Feeling lucky? Join the winners who got their Wisconsin State Lottery tickets at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just good luck and great deals. Swing by Cristiano Supermarket at 21st and Kearney in Racine.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A Wisconsin judge has affirmed that Canadian oil giant Enbridge must pause construction on its Line 5 pipeline while a legal challenge plays out. Conservation groups are suing to block state permits that would allow the company to clear trees, dig trenches, and fill wetlands in northern Wisconsin, all to make way for a new 41-mile section of the pipeline that carries Canadian crude oil to refineries in Ontario. Republicans and Democrats in Wisconsin coming together to support livestock grazing on our farms. State lawmakers introduced the Transition to Grazing bill that will help our farmers improve soil, water quality, and livestock health by getting dairy cows and other animals out of the barns and out grazing on grass in the spring and summertime. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I have no kick against modern jazz. Unless they try to play it too darn fast. And change the beauty of the melody. Until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. took my loved one over across the tracks so she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rocking band, man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee, then don't you folks, they had a jamboree. They're drinking home from a wooden cup, the folks dancing got all shook up and started playing that rock and roll music any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me, don't care to hear them play a tango. I need to move to dig a mambo. Too early for the Congo, so keep a rocking that piano, so I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me.
Local news. Timeless hits, WRJN. We go from something fun and rock and rollish to something, well, kind of cosmic. From Procol Harum, A Whiter Shade of Pale on WRJN.
Feeling kind of seasick. got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
It's WRJN and Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story, a little over half an hour from now. But first, here's Stuart J. Waddles with an update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A woman missing from just across the state line might be on this side of the border. A search is underway for 37-year-old Megan Bose. She's from Antioch and has been missing since mid-February. It's possible she's in Kenosha, Racine, or Milwaukee. Boz is described as 5'4", with dark brown hair and distinctive tattoos. There's an image of her on the Antioch Police social media pages. Kenosha police say they're still investigating the situation regarding a different missing woman whose body was found in Lake Michigan Sunday. The two cases are not believed to be related. Racine and Kenosha counties saw very different housing markets last month. Racine home sales dropped nearly 12% in year-to-year sales, while Kenosha County jumped almost 25% in the same time period. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says in their release that both areas are still facing a shortage of homes and rising prices. High school hoops are heating up. You can hear the live action tomorrow on WRJN. Once it's done, check out the Racine County Eye for a recap and a look forward. There's high school sports coverage on both the airwaves and at RacineCountyEye.com. It's all of southern Wisconsin in that burn warning today. The National Weather Service says there's an elevated fire risk due to dry ground, gusty winds, and low humidity. People are being told to use caution with outdoor burning or to postpone it until a more favorable weather day. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Warm and windy today, with gusts approaching 30 miles per hour and high temperatures reaching the mid-60s. And with spring-like conditions, bring spring storms. Those move in late tonight. They could be strong to severe with hail and high winds. Then tomorrow, occasional light rain. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Be there on time. Oh,
feels so good to know she waits at the end of the line. Sweet, sweet city woman, I can see your face, I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you. Sweet, sweet city woman, on the banjo and me, we got a feel for singing. Yeah, yeah. Bon, c'est bon, 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 c'est bon, 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 c'est bon, 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 c'est bon, 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 c'est bon, 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 c'est bon, 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 bon. So long, so long, so long, neighbors and friends, like a country morning, all smothered in dew. I just got a way to make a man feel shiny and new. And she'll sing in the evening, oh, familiar tunes. And she feeds me love and tenderness and macaroons. Sweet, sweet city woman, I can see your face, I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you. Sweet, sweet city woman, on the banjo and me, we got a feel for singing.
Timeless Hits, WRJN from Calgary, Canada. Hence the name Stampeders, Calgary Stampede, get it? Now Rock and Roll Hall of Famers DC5 on WRJN.
Whoa! Can't you see?
They say eyes. Cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah.
News, timeless hits, WRJN, out of Detroit, Motown. Hear the Temps on WRJN.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me.
spend my life with you. Me say you've seen, baby, since we've been together. Ooh, loving you forever is what I need.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, and Dan Marcus. Brewers spring training baseball over the weekend. Two games, one Saturday at 3, one Sunday at 3. Listen for the Brew Crew here all season long on WRJN.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Fred Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Von Hassel Jewelers. Just in time for Easter and Mother's Day, give a priceless gift that shines as bright as your love. Whether it's a delicate necklace, a dazzling diamond ring, or a one-of-a-kind handcrafted treasure, Von Hassel Jewelers has something truly special for every occasion. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $40. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Hits on WRJN, from the Righteous Brothers to Shocking Blue.
Thank you. Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. It's a key day in Congress after the top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer said he would reluctantly back a Republican spending bill to stave off a government shutdown. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns on Capitol Hill.
The big question heading into today.